Next patient is Jane O'Connor. O C O N N O R. Jane. J A N E. Jane O'Connor. Date of birth is 5/10/1965. Date of visit is 1/17/23. Please make a copy for Galileo Health. G A L I L E O Health. The date of visit is 1/17/23. Next paragraph, chief complaint. This is a 57-year-old female who has had a history for cough, wheezing, chest congestion, and headaches for the past 2 weeks. Was recently traveling and was in Texas and started to have upper respiratory symptoms, which gradually worsened to bronchitis and a persistent cough. The patient was bringing up some whitish yellow mucus. She was given doxycycline and a Madrol dose pack, as well as Tessalon pearls, but continues to be symptomatic with chest tightness, wheezing, and headaches. The patient had a chest x-ray on 1/12/23, which showed no active disease. Period. She is presently bringing up whitish mucus and denied fevers or chills or night sweats. She is still on a low dose of prednisone and states that the wheezing is much less. Next paragraph, past history has included history for tonsillectomy at age 9, history for sinus disease at age 18, with surgery. She also had a C-section in 91, tummy tuck in 07, hysterectomy in 2014, eyelid surgery in 2016. She has hypertension. Next paragraph. Allergies to atorvastatin and lisinopril. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient does not smoke. She drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died in an accident. Mother died of a heart attack. Next paragraph. Oh, can you please mention in the habits, of the patient? Does not smoke presently, but smoked one pack per day for 15 years and then quit. Okay. That's in the habits, please. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. She has heartburn and abdominal discomfort, no diarrhea, constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain. She has anxiety. She has easy bruising, no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma and denies weight gain. She has some hoarseness and vertigo, and has hay fever. Next, physical exam. Med list included single A 10 milligrams a day, albuterol inhaler 2 plus PRN, prednisone 10 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, Crestor 20 milligrams a day, and citalopram 10 milligrams daily. Next physical exam, this elderly built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superficial edema. Blood pressure is 116 over 70, pulse is 110, respirations are 16, temperature 97 to weight is 152, saturation 98, HE and D are normospheric, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, nasal mucus edematous. Next, supplemental breathing of thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and wheezes were scattered bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular sonorous to no murmur nerves 3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, and no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor depth. Cranial has ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthmatic bronchitis resolving. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, allergic rhinitis. And number 4 is depression and anxiety. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Get a complete pulmonary function study and a CBC and a IgE level with total eosinophil count. She will use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler 2 plus QIDPRN. Also advised to continue with levocetrazine 5 milligrams daily and metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, and check with a cardiologist if an alternative drug can be used in place of metoprolol. Follow-up visit via engineer approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Galileo Health, GALILEO Health. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.